what kind of woke things up there for late in second?
I don't know if there was a specific moment, but, you know, it kind of felt like our old selves a bit in the third in terms of, you know, just the execution of the plays and the plays we were making. I mean, it's, you know, we got down there, we came back again, so that's nice to see. But hopefully we can just build off that third. That was kind of the hockey that we're accustomed to playing, and playing with confidence and poise and just making the right reads and defending hard. I just thought we gave them too much time and space early in the game. We talked about eliminating in the D zone. We got to get back to that at a more consistent level. And I thought that, accompanied with execution offensively in the third, was a good recipe for us.
How frustrating is it when the goals are going in against you, deflections and tips?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it just kind of shows the run that we've kind of been on in terms of some of those goals against. So, again, it could have been a game where we, you know, put our tails between our legs when it was, I think, what, 4-2, and could have just mailed it in, but we responded well to that. And again, I think when we go back and watch the video from the third, there was a lot of good things on both ends that resulted in us executing in their net.
Do you see where, Jay had a big game where Kucherov is really starting to find his stick at the right time?
Yeah, I mean, Kucherov, when he's on his game and playing like he did tonight, and, you know, obviously like the big goal last game too, it's about confidence. A lot of people forget that Cooch, you know, he hasn't played a lot of hockey in the past couple of years. He's coming back from some pretty significant surgeries, and it, you know, the body can feel good in stretches and not so good in other stretches, and it's something that takes time. And you could tell when he has the puck and he's taking those first three steps and creating space and sucking guys in and making plays, that's when he's at his best. And you could tell physically he's feeling a lot better, and, you know, confidence-wise, you know, when the puck's on his stick, it's usually a very good, thing for us.
Cooper talks a lot about the defense and how playing structured and that can help the offense. There have been moments throughout the season where the offense has struggled, maybe to score as much as you guys have in the past. Do you think that tonight it was kind of that defense into offense, or
yeah, for sure. I mean, I talked about it the other day. You know, our defending wasn't up to par. We kind of made some corrections, and then the offense dried up. So it's about that balance. Usually when, like we did in the third, like I said, when we're closing and our gaps are good and, you know, we're creating a lot of stops in the defensive zone, that's when the transition. And when we were going through that stretch, we were defending a lot, and we didn't have the puck a lot. And that's taxing on your legs, and there's not a lot of energy left to go play offense. But when we can play, you know, defense fast and get the puck retrievals quick, you know, we still have some energy to go in the offensive zone and make some plays. And I thought that was probably a big factor for us in the third in doing that. We had the puck the majority of the time.
All four lines get a goal tonight. You can't get much more better balance than that, can you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a lot of line juggling lately and different looks and trying to find some things. Obviously, who knows what's going to happen come playoff time, but, you know, at the moment, we've kind of spread out the offensive lines, and we've had some production from everyone, so that's definitely a good thing.
Did you think Alex's goal was going to come back again?
Yeah, I thought no way, three in a row. So it was close. I didn't think it was that close when it happened live, and then I saw the replay, and I told him if I was sick to my stomach last game for having two goals, and then if it would have been three, I don't know what would have happened. But, you know, obviously it was nice to get that one early on the power play and create some momentum.
Stephen, the other night, Cooper was asked about making the playoffs eight times in his nine seasons. Obviously, you've been here for that entire time. Can you talk about how much pride you take in a streak like that? Obviously, it's, you know, a difficult league to have something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal every year, right, is to get in the playoffs and put yourself in a position to go on an extended run. And we've had a lot of success, you know, in the past 8 or 9 years. We've had a lot of ups, a couple, you know, downs, but you learn from those things. It's, and when you come into training camp, obviously the goal is to win the Stanley Cup, but there's a grind that you have to go through, and there's a lot of pride in making the playoffs, because as we know, you get in, you give yourself a chance. You never know what's going to happen. So, you know, obviously this organization has changed a lot since, you know, I first got here, and we were able to build something up, and it's been fun to see it go from, you know, the expectations not being, you know, the standard that it is now. And that's to be in the playoffs every year, and we've given ourselves a chance again this year.
You guys have looked for consistency last month. It's kind of been up and down, obviously. What's the challenge now to take maybe the second half of this game and kind of look forward to Tuesday and beyond?
Yeah, hopefully a period like this can just spark us in terms of some individuals who had some success today in the third, confidence-wise going forward, and then as a team to know that we can play at that level. So I think a lot of good things when we go back and watch the video, guys will, I think, just understand, you know, the things that we did well. And we've been trying to focus on little different areas each time we come to the rink, and I think we'll see a lot of good things in that third.
Great. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.